Trigger warning. This episode consists of conversation of suicide.
Welcome to the Share Vancouver podcast, a safe space for BIPOC, LGBTQ+ individuals and allies. We are two queer South Asian women who are on a mission to highlight and celebrate queer folks and allies in our community.
Our intention is to normalize, tear down societal norms, and provide representation. We hope to build community by sharing our stories and experiences with everyone. So I'm your host, Sharon.
And I'm your host, Neri. We want to start off by doing land acknowledgement. We live, work, and play on the stolen and unceded traditional and ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Indigenous peoples. We're so grateful to be here today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Season 2 of the Share Van Podcast. Neri, how you feeling?
Good. Super excited. We got some awesome guests for our first season opener.
Any guesses, people? Some hints.
There's nobody here.
Sharon, I know. We're in a library, round two, and we're blessed with two beauties here. We'll drop some hints. Queens.
Punjab.
India.
Drag.
Dance. Da, da, da.
Jolene and Rob.
Welcome, you two.
Hello.
Hi.
You both look so beautiful and fabulous.
Thank you so much. Thank
you. Right back at you all. You look so cute, too.
I mean,
I look dead.
You're serving the hottest dead person I've ever seen.
Amazing. Thank you. I need to keep you around me all the time.
I know. we need this energy all the time.
Yeah. Love, I mean, love.
We were waiting for an hour, but these two showed up. So hello, you two.
Hello, everybody.
We were correct on the drag time.
That's
true. We were right on drag time.
That's true. You know, it takes a lot of time to look this pretty, they say. So, I mean, I'm so sorry for that, but sorry, not sorry.
We forgive you. We're so thankful for both of you to be here. It's history in the making, two drag queens from Punjab, also roommates, so we'll get to know these two fun people here with us. But a little bit before we start, we have Jolene Queen Sloan and Ra, who are two Punjabi Bollywood queens from Punjab, India.
Yes.
Shout out to that. Both these queens, Neri and I, have the pleasure to watch in Vancouver, are changing the drag scene here. 2-3 years ago, I mean, even a year ago, this was non-existent.
Oh, yeah. Like a year ago, there was nobody in Vancouver scene, like when we both started.
Yeah.
I remember, like, that was the first day I came and I'm like, oh, I'm the only Bollywood one here. And then I'm like, there is another one from Punjab. How good is that? And now after like a year, we have a few of us, and it's just amazing to have a community, you know, who stand 100%. For each other.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's beautiful to see.
And I love that you two are roommates.
Yeah, it happened like almost 3 months ago. So Jolene would always like stay over the weekend and doing her gigs. And I was like, girl, you know, we have a room available if you want to just move in.
Aww.
And she was like, that makes my life so much easier. I'm like, so mean mine.
You know, commuting from Surrey to Vancouver every day to do drag was just becoming hard because you have a full-time job along. And so it was, you know, definitely something convenient that happened to have a place closer to downtown where you can have access to like 10, 15 minutes to downtown every time.
Yeah. Because I guess most of your guys' shows anyhow are probably mainly based in the downtown core.
Yeah, mostly Davie Street. Yeah.
Yeah.
But nice. Here we are back in Surrey, square one.
Well, I mean, welcome to the Punjabi Pind. How are you doing?
Sasrikaal, namaste.
Sasrikaal, namaste.
Namaste. But yeah, welcome both of you. And we're ready to get to know both of you as Jolene and Ra, and also a little bit more about both of you.
Oh my God, let's start it.
So I'm excited. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
I guess we could start off by just you guys telling us a bit about yourselves. Like, just give us a little bit of your bio.
Okay, so I will start, and I want to say I am the premier Punjabi drag queen of this world.
Yes.
My name is Jolene Queen Sloan. I started doing drag about 2.5 years ago in the Yukon. Originally, I'm from Punjab, India, born and raised, and I moved to Canada about 6 years ago in 2016 as an international student. With the dream to have, you know, an ideal gay life somewhere where it's possible when it's not possible in my own country. So when I came to Canada, it was really interesting for the first 2-3 years. I was getting exposed to things like Western culture and Western things. And when I started going to the gay clubs and pubs, I saw the drag queens performing. And I'm like, this is exactly what I wanted to do and what I do. I just never knew how to do it professionally. And here you go. Boom. There is the professional version of what you have been doing since your childhood, right? And it's just a privilege to be in Canada and to being able to do this and to represent the community, to be an inspiration for so many people. Because I remember looking back, I could not find anyone when there I needed wasn't. To do this. There was there nobody, no. right? Especially from Punjab, it's very conservative. We have religion, we have culture that is very strong. So I just feel privileged and very glad to be able to that person for other people that I couldn't find when I needed it. Yeah.
Yeah, thank I you. Agree with Julian. I moved here like not even like 2.5 years ago, like December, like 2019. Came here fresh off the boat from the high school. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to move to Canada, live wow. my life. And once I moved here, I'm like, oh my God, Vancouver sucks. There was no good nightlife. But one day, my friends, they took me out. They were like, oh, let's go clubbing. I was like, oh my God, first time going to club? Let's go. So I went to the clubs and they took me to a drag show. There were iconic queens like Kendall Jenner, Ava Scarlett, Scarlett Bobo. Like, they're all like iconic big names in Canada and Vancouver. So I saw them and I was like, what the hell is that? It's gorgeous. I had seen drag queens on TV, but seeing them in real life in action was all inspiring. And after that, like, I was like, okay, that's something I want to do. Like, it's like, I'm a fashion designer, I'm a makeup artist, and I love hair and beauty. And I like doing it on myself. And I was like, let's combine it all together and put in some Bollywood music, put in some Western music, mix it all together. Let's make something happen. And a few months after that, pandemic happens. During pandemic, I meet a friend who was a drag queen. And one the first time I go to their place, they were like, do you want to look at my drag closet? I was like, are you kidding me? Let's do it. And I go through their drag closet, trying outfits on, trying their heels on, trying their wigs and everything. I was like, this is it.
That was your moment?
Yeah. And then we were like, oh, let's do some makeup. And then we did some makeup and hair. It was really good. After that, fast forward, September 2021, a friend of mine, whom I know through the person who let me try their clothes on, I was like, they were like, oh, my friend is doing a drag show. And I was like, oh, what is happening? I want to do it too. I reached out to the house and I was like, is there a spot? Can I just like, you know, perform, do a number? They were like, sure, you look beautiful. Let's do it. And that is how I performed for the first time, like August 20th at Numbers. It was XXX Friday, hosted by Xanax. That's where I met Jolene for the first time. It was our first show in Vancouver. It was my first show ever.
Well, to have two brown queens like together was probably like, you exist?
Yes. I was like, what? My friend was like, so before the show, a friend of mine who had hit up Jolene on Tinder was like,
okay. Always.
Always.
I mean, look at the material.
Look at the material. My friend was like, you better bring your A game. There's another Indian drag queen there. You have to show that you are the better one. I was like, girl, there's no competition. We are all doing our own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, that day I remember I came from the Yukon just to visit Vancouver. And I'm like, I have like these 2-3 days where I can make my name and I can represent myself and what I'm doing. It was actually really nerve-wracking for me coming down to Vancouver. Because I was like, what if people don't like my culture? What if they don't perceive it properly? They're just going to hate me along with that. So it's just not going to work out, you know, those insecurities. But then I found out that the community is amazing and we are killing it right now here. Yeah.
100%. You guys are bringing the heat. You're bringing the bhangra. You're bringing the vibe.
Thank you.
The Bollywood songs.
The Bollywood songs.
Yeah. I mean, speaking on that, bringing like the cultural aspect to like Vancouver as a whole, how's your family been with this all? Like, are they aware? They show up and like, are they accepting, I guess you can say?
I would say it's very complicated when it comes to family and being brown and from India, you know. It comes with a lot of social pressure, I would say. where even if your parents wants to understand what you're doing, the society won't let them because they're just so cruel, you know? With me, I would say my family has been really supportive for the most part. They do like what I do. They do appreciate the beauty of it all. You know, especially now when I have a name, when people know me, people go talk about me and they tell good things about me. It's always nice to make your parents proud by being gay. I mean, look at that, 2021, right? 2022 right there. Yeah. The only trouble happens when people start bullying my brother, telling him that, oh, look what your brother is doing and it's not appropriate. What's going on? What is your family doing? Are they trying to stop him or not? And that's when, you know, the family start questioning things as well, like what's going on. And the worst part happens is when we start receiving death threats and stuff. And when they go to the families, because when it comes to us, it's okay. We don't tell them what's going on. We just keep it to ourselves. And we don't want to give them that tension, you know. But when it goes to them, they are like, maybe you should stop doing this because you may get killed if you're going to keep doing this, right? So I do understand the perspective where they care for me and they really want to make sure I'm safe. But that's why I always say it's a little bit complicated.
Well, thanks for being honest and vulnerable and sharing your story as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, that must be obviously tough for your family. But I'm also glad that they're really open and, like, you know, telling you you're doing great and so forth and supportive in that sense. So that's really great to hear. Ra, how about yourself?
It's like a situation with my family. The first time my mom saw that I was doing drag, she phoned me. I was outside with my friends in drag, and she was like, oh, I saw these photos on Instagram. Somebody sent them to me. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, are you trans? I was like, no. And she's like, I saw these photos of you in hair, makeup, with tits. I was like, not me, girl. Who are you talking about? I don't even know. She's like,
that person. So you were kind of denying it?
Yeah.
At that point?
Because I don't want to deal with it. Like, the thing is, I don't owe her an explanation. Like, it's my life. It's my choices. I'm like, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I don't interfere in your life. I don't expect you to understand or interfere in my life either. So at that point, I was like, no, that's not me. I don't know what you're talking about. So she sends me the photos and she was like, also, I heard your voice and it was you. And I was like, you have not heard me speak in English. How do you know it's me? She's mother. She understood. So, and then she calls my cousin. He was like, yeah, that's them. What are you going to do about it? Like, you can't control their life. You can't control what they want to do or, like, how are you going to stop them? You're in India. They're here.
Yeah.
Like, there is no way you can interfere. You can either accept or not. Like, you can't tell them nothing. So my cousin supported me in that way, but, like, my mom didn't. She told me that I should block whole of Punjab if I want to do something like that because it would bring shame to the family. Like, she was like, my family's, like, very much, like, which frustrates me. They care a lot about what society has to say. And I've had so many fights about them about it. I'm like, live your life. Like, why are you caring about what people have to say? Like, they're not paying your bills. Yeah. They are not giving you food to eat. They are not giving you shelter to live in. Like, the worst come worst, if something happens to you, nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, they are people. They are not family. Like, you should be caring about what, like, is happening in the life of the people you love. And now they have lost that privilege because I don't let them into my life. The only thing we talk about is, hi, how are you? What you ate? Oh, you ate? Yeah, nice. Bye. They don't know what's happening in my life, actually. They know only the surface part of it. I don't let them in. And I prefer it that way. Yeah. Like, you know, it's hard for me as a person, like, who have fought all their life living in a small town, coming from a low-caste family where I saw, like, all the struggles and going to school, fearing that people would know what your caste is and they would outcast you, they would bully you, and, like, your life would become miserable.
Yeah.
Going from that to also discovering that you are queer, you are not male, not female, you are non-binary. On top of that, you are not attracted to just women. You're attracted to men and everything in between, so you're pansexual as well. Growing up, there was a lot of confusion. There were a lot of nights where I would cry and be like, what is wrong with me? Maybe one day I would wake up and maybe it's just a dream. Maybe it's not a reality. And sometimes it would just be like, okay, I should just kill myself. And I almost did. But I'm living my life. I have my chosen family, yeah. Jolene. Chosen family, I have yeah. like other people. I have my whole community supporting me. If they decide to not be a part of like what I'm doing creatively, it's on them.
And you know, that's what I always say, that I want to be that successful that when these people look at me as a drag queen, as a professional drag queen, they tell that, oh, you can be gay and you can be successful. There is yeah. no shame in that. Right. And I just want the world to know that we work way harder than what a doctor or engineer does. Believe me, because it's not easy to, you know, look this pretty, yeah. I would say. Yeah. So, I mean, you can try, but at the end of the day, it's just not going to work out for you. Right. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, people need to understand the hard work, the, you know, work it takes to be this,
yeah.
the comments that we have to listen from the people to yeah. be this, right? And that's the goal, make it like, you know, visible everywhere. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And you two are doing that, like you said, like being here. I think there's one side to drag, like the glamour, the glitz, right? But there's so much more to it that people may not see
yeah.
on TikTok, Instagram, right? And what you're sharing is like the truth, the reality. And like, even for us, just being like, we don't do drag, of course, but just being queer and brown is already hard enough.
Yeah. Oh, I remember when I started doing drag, it was for the community, for the people.
Yeah.
And not knowing there is a whole thing happening on the TV about drag, which is a competition and stuff. I remember it was like 2 months after drag when I got an email to audition for a TV show. And I was like, oh, there cool. is a TV show that features drag queens. This is even getting better. Just, you know, let's just keep going.
Is this news that you're dropping that you're going to be
part That of? Was 3 years ago.
Okay. I'm like, are you dropping hints here?
maybe in future, who knows? Yeah.
Both of you, come on.
We deserve that. Right? Yeah. Yes. The Punjabi representation.
I know.
150%, oh, yeah. yes.
A lot of other exciting things are happening, which is going to be bomb.com, believe me.
Bomb.com.
We're all looking forward to that.
Are you promoting Bombay now?
Well, you know, she's our sister. She's our Shout sister. Out we to Bombay to from her. Canada's Drag Race Season 3.
Oh. Yeah, the fashion girl.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, I feel like the queer like community in Punjab is always frowned upon because a lot of the time the queers, they don't have any resources. So what they resort is sex work and stuff like that. So a lot of time, like, people think if you're gay, you're just going to go, like, become a porn star, be a prostitute. And, like, sometimes the stigmatism also comes because in media, mm-hmm. like, the people, like, from Punjab, like, who are, like, openly queer and have an audience, what they are portraying, like, about the community and about the lifestyle is not okay. Like, I see all these TikTok where, like, gays are just, like...
Getting insulted, you
getting
know,
insulted, and they are
also like, you know, at the same harassed. Time, I want to say they're fine with it, which I don't get. I want to reach out to the people from our community who are queer and tell them that if someone is bullying you, someone is trying to make fun of you, you don't have to be okay with it. You yeah. can voice yourself up and tell them to back the hell out because, you know, it's your life. You don't want to hear something that is hurting your feelings at the end of the day. And yeah, don't be scared, just say
yeah,
it.
I've seen like content being shot of people just like a straight person coming and making like really like offensive comments mm-hmm. and people just laughing, be like, ha ha ha, yeah. I'm like, no, like what are you doing with your life? Like, you are openly queer individual who a lot of queers would look up to, and that's what you're gonna like mm-hmm. give them, like a boneless shell of a body. Just there for comments and likes and could do anything. Like, it's infuriating, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think both of your platforms that you're sharing, like on Instagram and everything else, even with your interviews, Jolene, and now with this podcast, you're sharing like positive messages and you're trying to spread awareness. I mean, like, even for both of us, we know what drag is, but we have a lot of listeners who may not know what drag is. And I remember, Jolene, my whole family came to the Pride Bingo, and yeah. that was my first time my family came, and I don't think they knew. I didn't tell them what was gonna happen. So my brother, someone who's not like exposed, was like, "What's happening? What's going on?" So maybe both of you can explain, like, what does drag mean yeah. to you? And yeah,
I mean, I would say a few weeks ago, I got to define Indian drag in a book, which was very nice. I loved that. So I would love to explain a little bit on what I told them. About drag. For me, drag is about, you know, community. yes, drag is extravagant. Drag is very sparkly, shiny, colorful. Every, you know, thing you can imagine. But for me, it's about community. It's about that chosen family that gives work to each other, support each other, come to each other's show, support each other that way too, right? If we want to look at the historical aspect of it, it comes from the Shakespeare era. If we want to talk about the English people, I would say, you know, because their culture starts with Shakespeare and ends with Shakespeare. So let's go there. Yeah. So back in that time when women were not allowed to work in the theater, men would potentially have to do women roles on the stage by looking feminine. So what they would do is they would wear very long gowns, which are dragging on the floor. And that's from where the word drag came. And because typically a male was impersonating a female at that time, they call drag queen. Mm. So that's how the word started in the English culture, I would say. But then later on, when people did it more and more, it helped so many people of different gender identities and sexualities to explore, to find out what they like, to find out who they want to be. And that's where drag became a phenomenon. In 80s and 90s, when the AIDS crisis hit, it was really bad for the queer folks to, you know, have a reputation in the community. So they would have these little drag balls happening, or just the queer balls happening underground, where they have people coming on, showing off their talent without any fear. It's you know, it was very, it was a communal thing that happened. Back in our culture, if you want to look at according to the Indian perspective, it's been there since ages, I would say.
I'd say so for sure.
You want to look at like Shiv Shakti, Shiv and Shakti, both male and a woman in like, you know, one person, right? You want to look at Krishna, who would dress up as, you know, gopiyan, so that he would just go and play with them. And he would do all the other naughty things too. And we can all read them in our religious books. So we have connection to drag from like ages. And it's something that have always been a part of us. What happened was when the British people came, they stopped a lot of things back in India. And, you know, sexuality was also another thing. So the colonization took drag away from India too, which they have it originally, maybe a different word. I don't know about that, but if we have a time machine, I would love to travel and know.
Me too, but you're right. Yes, I was reading up on that as well, how, yeah, colonization pretty much took away from, like, beautiful dress and, like, from evacuating women or whomever to wear whatever they wanted to wear and, like, showing their skin. And it was just so awesome and accepting and also, yeah, being, like, non-binary, whatever it may be, whatever you choose
queer.
To. Yeah, yeah, like being queer, it was very open.
It was very open, you know? Like even the concept of sari, the basic Indian garment, it was without the blouse.
With the blouse,
it's
just,
you know, a garment that you're wrapping around your body. Now, when the British came, they said it's too
provocative.
Yeah, they made it, they sexualized it, I would say, and that's where it became a problem.
That's right.
For them, I would say. And when they were gone, it was still there.
It was still there. They, like Indian folk, like South Asians, they kind of took that on and tried to adapt to the Western society and how they kind of wanted us to present ourselves.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate that it's still very present, right?
And but, I mean, we are here to decolonize, right?
Yeah.
We're going to bring our culture back.
Yes, you're very right. You're very right.
For me, like, drag is very much about empowerment. Like, I started doing drag because I was attracted towards the performance aspect of it all and fashion and everything. But once I got into the community, I discovered that me being in the community is empowering to a lot of people. Like, the color of my skin, which back home would be made fun of. Like, people would call you, oh my God, you're dark, use this, use that, bleach your skin, you should be light skinned.
The fair and lovely.
The fair and lovely, the high handsomes. Like, I found that showing people this is most powerful thing that I can do, that I am proud of my skin. And most of my drag, I am very much like empowering people to be comfortable in their body and in their skin color. And that's what matters the most to me. Like Jolene said, like back in the day, saris were just saris and no blouses. But that blouse was worn to protect the women from the fetishizing eyes of the Britishers, mm-hmm. because women were taken advantage of when they would like walk around like showing like a lot of body. And I wanted to bring that back by like showing a lot of body, being brown, being queer, and showing that it's okay. Dress however you want to be, like show your skin, show be proud of it. That's what drag means to me. Just like a source of empowerment where I can just reach people. Like people come to me and they're like, I wish I was lighter. But like after seeing you, I see like there's so much beauty in being darker. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wish that like, you know, like the world existed.
There was no difference in
like,
the world.
Yeah. And like where like everyone would like not have to be like told that they should be lighter when they are born dark. You are born dark and we should be proud of it.
100% own it, right?
Yeah,
we're all beautiful in our own ways.
Oh yeah,
yeah, 100%.
I think both of you do spread that message. Like Jolene, yours is about, you know, empowering, bringing people together, community, and then Ra, your message is like body empowerment. Mm-hmm. Be proud of your skin, and we saw you on the share float. Shout out.
That peacock though, yes.
The peacock.
You made our float pretty much.
Thank you. I was like so proud of that look, honestly, like being on that float and being like, okay, I feel like I am the hottest person in the parade. But yeah, thank you so much for like inviting us to be there and like, you know, bring the community together in like Vancouver. I have seen like there's a lot of divide in like Punjabi queer community where mm-hmm. like queers would compare themselves to each other mm-hmm. and like be like, oh my god, another brown gay, and you guys are breaking that boundary by like, you know, just like giving them a community where they're like, okay, we all have to be here together, mm-hmm. we are like one and we need to just tick up and just like show that we are like powerful. Like that's what I really love about Cher.
Yeah, like we were so happy that we got so many people on the float. Like that was the first time. I mean, shout out to Alex and Ash, the OGs. Yes. They said that before they had to like tell people from the crowd, come join our float, because no one would come. They were too afraid or closeted. And then this year.
Yeah, I think they had like 12. I was talking to Ash.
Oh my God,
yeah,
it was
like 12
amazing.
People. And I think this year we had about 30, 40 people, which was so amazing.
It was bumping. People were like, we want to come.
Yeah, we saw
also the music that you guys were playing was phenomenal.
Yes.
Like,
I could
when
not
it comes to
dancing.
Bollywood beats and our Punjabi music, everything else washes off.
Jolene, you were missed. I know you had your own setup.
I mean, I was there. I was just behind you guys following you. I was like, I'm just going to keep an eye from the far.
But you also had a dance performance at the end. What was your guys' experience for this year's Pride event?
That was like the first Pride I did in my life or I have been to ever. So I was really looking forward to it because when I started doing drag, the COVID happened and then there was no Pride parade all of a sudden. So I was like, this is the first Pride parade after COVID, which is going to be like, you know, very big. So
for
I'm
both
looking
of you,
forward
right?
to it.
Both
yeah.
of you? Okay.
Well, yeah, it was my first time too. And I was like, okay, let's go Pride.
But then
and
you
I was
know,
so excited.
At the same time, when you are doing Pride, it's nice. You're getting featured in it as the main person. Not only you are there to celebrate your queerness, but you are there to be the inspiration for the others so that they can celebrate their queerness too. So, yeah, that was the most wonderful part about it, being booked and blessed on your first ever Pride.
New hashtag, booked and blessed.
We were, like, literally the most booked and blessed queens.
You guys
I would
were.
Say that,
yeah. That's right.
So
I think
many
I,
gigs, and it was
It was exhausting,
work,
but it was, like, good money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, being visible, too. I guess we also made history this year by being the first bound performers and first bound MC at Surrey Pride.
I would say, even like in Vancouver Pride, I have not seen any South Asian features. So a lot of things are happening first time. It's just hard to pick them up when we don't know what was the past like, right?
And we have Jolene now on Surrey board, like Surrey Pride.
I will be joining Surrey Pride's board to make sure diversity, inclusion, and equality is taken care of. And
yeah,
we'll
we
make
need
sure
that.
We are working for the community and every race is participating in this festival.
And yeah. also, like, bringing, like, more brown artists. Like, we have, like, some, like, artists emerging, but we want to be able to give them more opportunities, because what the artists, like, always complain is, oh, we don't have opportunities. We don't, like, feel like we'll be accepted. I'm like, me and Jolene, us being, like, very, like, present in the community and working so hard, like, creating opportunities not only for ourselves, but also for our brown sisters and brothers. That is the most beautiful thing that we can do, because a lot of time brown artists would come up to us being like, how are you guys doing it? I have no resources. I don't feel comfortable in going to white spaces, being a brown performer. So we had started our own shows. Now, like, we'll be bringing more people into Pride, having our own show for Pride this next year. Cool. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Like, it'll happen.
We had, like, you know, Desi Pride that wasn't happening usually, right?
Yeah.
That was the first one.
That's the first one I think they've ever had in Vancouver for Desi Pride. Well, I mean, I know Alex and them had hosted, like, the club nights or whatnot. Yeah, like, what was it? I can't remember what it was called.
Bollywood, like, Bombay or something.
Bombay, Bombay, something like that. But I think for Pride was, like, a big one that we were able to collab with 5X. Oh, and you did a great performance there as well. And you brought all the queens with you, which was so awesome. And to be honest, I hadn't met or seen them previously before that as well. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, there's more. Like,
that's the first time we met both of you, I would say. But we hadn't, like, officially had met. But
You know, that's what I always tell people. I'm like, there are people present. It's just a lot of time we are looking at other things that we don't want to look at this thing there, right? Like drag. There was things happening which were queer focused, but because there was no drag availability, no brown person who was doing drag in the city, nobody could hire someone, I would say, right?
Yeah.
So that's where this was happening. And now finally we do have people to do these amazing things. And that's just the best thing ever.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's so nice and refreshing to hear that your folks are, like, bringing the community together, bringing the other drag queens and even drag kings for the 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was amazing at Dosan Curry.
Badshah
show from Victoria.
That was next level move,
though. Oh, my God.
I know. We have to bring them for, like, more, like, stuff. More shows. Like, we're going to bring them.
Yeah, we have, like, regular shows that we host now. So we're going to be watching Badshah a lot.
Okay.
And maybe we'll do, like, a little bit, like, social media collaboration so that the world can see the Bollywood drag king.
100%, yeah.
It's very rare to have Bollywood drag king.
I know, yeah.
Just as rare as you two.
You know, like, being born male, we are not as oppressed as women are in India. Like, people do not understand everything they do, from the way they dress to the way they act, it's guided by their parents. Like, they have literally no freedom, like, more so than us. And seeing, like, us born women person, like, actually being able to express themselves. And what brought tears to my eyes when I first hosted, when Jolene was in Toronto, was Badshah's mom saying that, I don't want to miss anything. I want to be there for each and every show.
Was she there?
She was there. Yeah. She traveled all the way from Victoria, and she traveled again when I booked them again for a show.
Aww.
It was amazing. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Literally, I cried on stage. Dirty cry for the first time. I was like, no, mommy, you made me cry.
Aww.
But no, it was, like, it's so, like, beautiful to see that people, like, there are mothers and fathers who are actually, like, there for their kids. Empowering them, that's what, like, brings so much emotion in us. Like, Jolene, like, has, like, a support system from the family. I miss a lot of that. And, like, seeing, like, Jolene and seeing Badshah with that, it was, like, really, like, oh my God, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm doing fine on my own, but still, like, you know, there's this one part where you are like, okay, I wish I had my mom say that to me.
You know, at the end of the day, you're human, so
you want that family love.
Yeah, I mean,
we're all human. We all crave that. And I think for us, just seeing, like, for example, we've had parents on the podcast, like moms, and hearing Alex's mom, Jag's mom, Angad's mom, shout out to them, but hearing them say, love your child, support your child, don't worry about what people say, I'm like, parents like this exist?
I know, right?
Like, we need more. So they are there.
Yeah.
And that gives us hope, and that gives listeners hope who are struggling too. I think, like you said, Ra, like, you may not have family support, but then you have us, you have each other.
Yeah,
that's also
family,
so important.
Community support, 100%.
Yeah,
and that's what drag is all about. Again, community.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all definitely look out for each other. Maybe you can tell us how you all... I know you didn't do each other's makeup today, but... Y'all are roommates.
Well, you know, Ra do a lot of my makeup. And it's the privilege that I'm so thankful for because,
I'm really impressed.
It takes a lot of time to do, you know, this face. And when somebody else is doing it, it's just easier to just sit down.
Do you know what Jolene does? She just sits. She's like, do my makeup. I'm like, okay, first of all, look forward. I'm here. I'm not up there. I'll do your makeup. But it's like, it's nice. I like to, like, do makeup on other people. Like, you know, like, as a makeup artist, like, I started doing makeup on my mom, on my auntie. Aww. I was like, you did not know I was queer. I was doing your makeup.
Yeah, come on.
And you still think, like, my father the other day called me and he was like, when are you planning to get married to a woman? I was like, excuse me. First of all, I'm 22.
Oh!
I'm like, I'm super young for a marriage. And also, like, no.
Yeah.
And he was like, I have a rishta for you. There's this girl, she's done MBA and stuff. I'm like, she's an MBA. How old do you think she is? She's like, 22. Four, and I'm like, I'm 22. She's older than me. I don't care about the age. Also, I don't know that person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pansexual. I like both things and everything that's in between that. But, like, pansexual means I'm connected to the personality when I don't even know the name of the person. Like, how do you expect me to connect to them? But, yeah, that being said, makeup had been a huge part of my life. And, like, just doing makeup on people. I love putting people in drag. Like, it's just such a... the mother in me that's just like, oh my god, I'm just gonna do this for you, wear that. It's just like such a like fun experience that I have, and doing it with your sister, like, it's just that much more fun. It's that bonding experience where you get to like learn so much about, and like so much like talking happens like when we are like just like doing our makeup.
Also, like I get to learn a lot. I get to hear all the tips that Ra is doing. A lot of time I'm like, okay, Ra, how did you do that? I want to know. Can you please tell me? I was like, literally, I just did that, like that. I'm like, got it. Next time.
Julie is a very fast learner. Very, very fast learner.
I mean, you know, I did not know anything about makeup, I would say, 2 years ago.
Wow.
I went to MAC and I bought a foundation, and I have to Google how to use a foundation.
That's still me and you.
That sounds like us. That's me and Sharon in that job.
And then I was in the Yukon, so there was like no resources available, nobody available to teach me what to do. So I was the guy with the makeup trying to figure out how is this thing going to go on my face. And then finally, when I came to Vancouver, it was just everyday thing. You're doing drag so much that you have to be faster. You have to do makeup. You have to reach to the venue on time. So that's when your makeup gets better and faster day by day.
Yeah, when we first started, like, Jolene would take, like, what, like 3 hours to do her makeup?
Four.
Wow.
And now I was like, Jolene, do not enjoy the process.
No.
Like, live the fantasy afterwards. I do my makeup in 45 minutes and you have to do it too.
Mine is like an hour and a half now, which is not too bad. But
it's so nice you have each other. Because when my sister's not home, I'm like, who's going to do my makeup?
You know, I also want to give shout out to the community, the Punjabi community we have in Vancouver and Surrey. They are really supportive. I would see a lot of messages coming from the makeup artists, and they would say, Jolene, can we do your makeup? I'm like, oh my God, this is just amazing. Let's just meet more people, get your makeup done. And there is this one girl, Nav, from Pyle Beauty Heights, in Pyle Business Center, and she always helps me, and she's this amazing person.
Oh, you're like in Surrey, getting your makeup done.
I used to live in Surrey, you know, like I'm the Surrey girl, let's be real.
Oh,
and I'm always gonna be Surrey girl. That's
I love it.
How has that been though? Like, in, are you wearing like the full outfit in Pyle Business Center?
Yeah, I have done that. I would say I even have traveled in the SkyTrain from Vancouver to Surrey Central Mall.
Amazing.
And then going from there in the bus to home when I did not have money to travel in the Uber.
Yeah. Wow.
It's fun. I would say the community is very different here. I had both positive and negative experiences, but then I'm strong enough to take care of those negative experiences and slap back. Why not?
Yeah.
It's like being like visibly queer, like backlash, like comes, like there are people who are scared of our power.
Yeah.
There are people who are just like mysticized by us, and then they make it into aggression because they're like, what is this feeling? Like, what am I seeing? We are so unfamiliar to them. And then their defense mechanism kicks in. They're like, okay, I don't know this thing. I don't know if I want to know this thing.
Yeah.
So they just like go on attacking. That's like a normal human experience. But like what we are doing now is showing the person, like showing people that, yeah, there are people like us, like, and
like,
familiarizing them.
To be honest,
you know?
I'm just like, you can't stop us. You know, this is Canada. We have rights. So maybe try somewhere else where it can work. Yeah. Or maybe where somebody listens to you, it's just not me. And if you want me to reply back to you, I have a 7-inch heel.
I literally had that once. I was like, my first like pride was not pride, but I was doing a photo shoot with my friends. Mm-hmm. I was in a bridal outfit I made myself, and I was like, let's be a bride, because that's the biggest thing that we can do, like being a queer person in a bridal outfit on mm-hmm. pride, because a lot of countries do not have that privilege yeah. of same-sex marriage or marrying the person they actually love. Mm-hmm. So I was doing that shoot, and there was this person who was like using slurs and stuff, and I was like, I don't mind, whatever, you do you. And my friend, because my friends love me so much, she took it like she was like fighting with that person. I was like, okay, now I have to step in.
Yeah.
So I took my heel off.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a 7-inch stiletto. Do you want to see me with that?
Yeah.
And the person tried to intimidate me, trying to like pull something from their pocket. And they were like, they pulled out a bong. And I was like, you think you can win like a 6-foot something like person in heel with a stiletto in their hand trying to attack you and you're there little like that with the bong. Oh,
the bong's
God.
Gonna break with the heel pressure, believe me.
I was about to attack that person, but somebody like actually like had to like take that person away physically, like for like us to like not get an altercation. I'm like, come for me, like I don't care, like, you know, like I'm strong enough, I can take it. I've taken it like for 20 years back home, like this is not new to me. Mm-hmm. And then, like, just seeing my friend and just, like, engaging with the person, I was like, okay, now I have to protect my friend. Like, that was the only reason I would take my heels off.
Yeah. I mean, we were fearful of both of you, you know, coming here in Surrey. We were like, oh, no, we don't want you on the SkyTrain, just because it is hard for, like, there's been queer folks being attacked and things like that, right? Like, even being in Canada, unfortunately, there is that fear.
I mean,
fear,
you know, it's scary,
it's
but somebody have to do it.
Yeah.
How else is the people going to know? Yeah. How else are you going to stop them? How else are you going to change it unless you're doing it, right?
Yeah.
So that's just one of the things. When I came in the community, I was like, how to be successful? They said, just keep doing it and don't ever stop. That's the first rule of doing drag. Because when you're present, when you're visible, everybody look at you and everybody want to look at you more.
Yeah,
right.
And they know your name, and they say your name, and the more
Jolene
they say
is
your
a
name,
brand now it's like a big, big brand, and
a
I love
big
it.
Brand.
Yeah, everybody knows you when we hear your name. Anybody, you bring it up, right?
Like, yeah.
So, which is amazing, and we're so happy and proud of you.
Drag gives that power, you know, where you are just like standing for the people, being visible in the community for them, and that's just is very important. And when I became famous, it became more clear to me because I got more messages, and people would tag me in the stories where they're watching my interviews and where their parents are sit down and able to watch those interviews and get that knowledge. I feel blessed.
Yeah.
I'm like, what else can we ask for more? The one only thing that I want to ask from our Punjabi community is how less of queer representation we have in Punjabi media. Especially
Diljit, where you at?
Diljit,
you listening?
Needs to cast.
Yeah,
you need a drag queen.
You need a beauty. You need a little
babe. Who else is here? Jasmine Sandler.
Jasmine Sandler is very queer supportive. That's what we love about her.
I mean, she has posted my stories a few times. So
there we go.
Very nice. Neeru Bajwa is very nice. She have done that. I mean, the actors are supportive. I'm looking for the producers and the director.
Yeah.
What are they doing to cast queer people, right? Not only just the drag queens that are queer actors. There are queer male and female and the people in between who are just amazing as any other drag queen is, right? So hire them is what my thing is. Mm-hmm. Be inclusive. Make sure you're including at least one queer person in every straight party you're having.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
And don't make it that stereotypical role.
Oh. Yeah.
They had like that Diljit movie, like Hansa Rakha.
Oh, yeah.
And that one queer role, it was like, come on. Like the way the two gay men were portrayed was very stereotypical.
Like,
hey!
Yeah,
like,
oh, I know.
Oh
my God.
These
not
Punjabi
the
directors are going to see Jolene in a movie soon. So I hope they really like it after that.
100%.
Oh my God.
And
so
like
excited.
Building on the conversation of like booking or like casting, like queer roles, we have to, like as you said, like every time like we see a queer like person represented, it's like that peppy gay, like making fun of the being gay, like it's like put us in roles where it empowers the community. It shows, like, people, yes. like, queer people, like, in positive light. Mm-hmm. Like, if we are, like, casting straight people to be play gay roles to make fun of the community, that is not supporting. That's, like, actually, like,
that's not the key. It's very inappropriate, I would
yeah.
say.
Yeah. Like it's, like, yeah. when we call, like, that's appropriation of, like, our queerness. Like, queer baiting, you're making fun of the community. And, like, that's why, like, a lot of, like, temp Punjabi people, like, they would, like, think, like, being gay is a joke.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the movie Chandigarh Kare Aashiqui, we all saw that Punjabi movie.
Yep.
Now, it's amazing to have something like that in our industry where we're talking about queer folks, trans folks and stuff, right? But how amazing it would be if that opportunity was presented to a trans woman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
How amazing it would have been if a lot of the cast of that movie was queer or trans, because that's what we are looking for. We want our opportunities that we deserve.
Have we had a movie with queer folks?
Chandigarh Kare Aashiqui is actually a very nice movie. You should
I've seen it, but like but queer, queer folks
like I've seen like
I have
Bobby.
I mean, so like is very sexualized, I would say, back in India. Yeah.
Yeah, like there was this like one like very like femme presenting person, like Bobby was their name, like they would be like this like always done up in the movie, but that was also the role that was given to them.
I mean, not something we want to talk about or we want to consider as an inspiration.
Yeah.
I won't take that movie as that.
No, that's the person. Like, I forgot what their name was. It was like Bobby, but like,
we do have queer artists. Like, even if you want to talk about in Bollywood, I know so many people who are queer and who are in there and who actually deserve this role more than anybody, right? 100%. And that's what I am asking for, to actually cast the right people for the right roles.
Yeah.
Now I'm actually, like, able to see a lot of, like, drag queens, like, in India, like, on cover of Vogue's, like, and stuff like that. So, like, fashion industry is being really progressive. Mm-hmm. Like, fashion industry always have been queer accepting, but, like, now that, like, there are drag queens like Luna, there are drag queens like Jeesh, who I see, Shushiro, like, all three of them are, like, really good friends of ours.
Yeah.
And then we have seen them, like, do so well in India, and it just, like, brings joy to us, like, seeing that it is being, like, those guys are bringing so much positive light, sharing their stories and telling people that this
it's
is
like,
the right,
you know,
representation.
I'm going back home in December and January, and I will be performing, and it's just...
Oh, in India.
In India. And
your
it's
first time?
So amazing.
Whoa.
To even have that opportunity to be able to perform there as a drag queen, right? I'm going after 6 years, so I'm really looking forward to perform what I do in front of the people that actually understands it. That's actually the audience that is my audience, right? So I'm ready to experience the overpopulated countries.
The heat of it all. Oh, but you're so going in winter, girl.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, Ra, are you going?
No, like, right now is not the right time for me, like...
Yeah, and Ra is also transitioning from the phase of
student
visa to work visa.
Yeah.
So that's when you want to wait and kind of figure out your things.
Yeah, so I have to figure out my life. Like, my cousin's, like, wedding is coming up, and she was like, are you coming? I was like, I'll come to... When you're back, I'll come to your reception party.
Fair enough. Well, we're going to wrap up here, but we have, I think, one last fun question that we always like to ask, just a random question. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we just hope that everybody's just as open and honest, but who did you grow up looking up to?
For me, it was Rekha and my grandmother, the two women. Rekha is an amazing Bollywood icon we have, the classical Bollywood icon. And I looked at Rekha a lot growing up because my father admired her a lot. So those were the movies we would see on the movie, on the TV. And then the pictures of Rekha were everywhere in my house. And then my grandmother would tell me all about Punjabi culture, all about the folk, all about the writers, all about the details that not normal Punjabi people know. So that's from where I got my cultural knowledge. So these two women were the people who I looked at the most growing up, doing drag, and even now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for me, like, I had no representation to look up to, like, growing up. Like, there was no brown queer people. There was nobody, like, out and about, like, non-binary or pansexual. So I could not really identify with these, like, artists growing up. But, like, what Lady Gaga represented was being who you want to be. Don't care about the world. Mm-hmm. Like, just like you. And I was like, okay, she's a cis woman. She's white, but that doesn't matter. The message she's spreading is what I vibe with.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that is what I really, like, appreciated about her, like, growing up, that she was empowering people to just be themselves and, like, not having, like, a brown queer artist like myself or Jolene or anybody else to look up to. That was like, I turned to like Western culture. That was Jolene tags me as the coconut queen.
Oh yeah. The brown from the outside and the white from the inside.
Yeah, because I had no person or no way to connect to the culture.
And, you
like
know, that's
I did
where,
not see anything.
That's where I am like, it needs to change.
Yeah.
We like, need to have people that we can look at, right? Because
you both. We're all looking at you
guys,
both.
Thank
yeah, you.
Yeah,
you guys are both iconic, and you're going to go down in history, and you're bringing so much light to so many people's lives.
Maybe the National Museum of Punjab should have some of my langas and put them in there.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I should get a little bit older.
Yeah,
and then
I think a little bit older.
They like older people stuff more.
I see that raw grounds you a bit.
I mean, we need that balance in our
life. Yeah, we all like, we and the girl, just calm down for a little.
We all need one of them in our lives,
yeah.
Right?
Like, I would love to be in Madame Tussauds. Like, I think that's what, like, I would really, really love to see us, like, in Madame Tussauds, and then people just taking photos with us. But they cannot afford us, so they're gonna go take photos with our statues.
Yes.
Like, that would be really iconic.
You're putting it out there.
Yeah.
It's manifestation. Reach out.
Awesome. I mean, we got the stuff that we never imagined a year ago. So
yeah.
Let's see what happens.
That's true. Well, thank you to both of you, amazing
you.
Drag queens that thank have been you. Representing, showing up, and just building such a better and bigger community out here in the Lower Mainland.
Thank you.
Continue doing what you're doing. But yes. You guys want to share your handles?
Oh, definitely. You can follow me at Jolene Queen Sloan, JolenequeenSloan. And if you send me a text, I may send you I love you back.
And you can see all the fabulous looks and the beauty at It's Only Raw, like It's Only R-A, not R-A-W. I know what you guys are thinking. So It's Only Raw, like the God of Sun. I am a beam of bright light here to illuminate your life.
Yeah.
Yay. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for being our season opener for season two.
Oh my
we can
God.
All say bye on three. One, two, three.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Share Vancouver podcast. Please do follow us on Instagram at Sharevan Podcast and check out our website at sharevanpodcast.com. Make sure to like, download, and follow our episodes on whichever podcast platform you use. Till next month.
Share Vancouver is a registered charity for LGBTQ2S+ South Asians, their friends, and families in Metro Vancouver, BC. Share Vancouver aims to reduce the alienation and discrimination of people experiencing sexuality, gender, and coming out issues through a variety of services. Learn more by visiting sharevancouver.com today.